The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
And holy fuck, the heat is on so much. It's so cold in Chicago.
The heat is on. Oh my
god. It is on and it makes it.
Today was a beautiful day. Today was a beautiful day here in crazy Florida. I took my laptop outside today and I just did paperwork outside, which was basically script writing. And I looked like I was busy when I was at work, but I was kind of just sitting outside for like 2 hours. I was sitting outside for 2 hours today and just working, and I'm like, all right, we're working on a script. I'm like, all right, cool. So hey everyone,
did you have snacks?
Of course I always have snacks. Snacks are important to any adventure. Snacks are always important to any adventure. So, but anyway, hey everyone, this is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Well, hey everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 199 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty.
Thanks,
you
Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Huh.
Yeah, okay, go figure. Well,
go figure. And, that's just the way it is. I don't know. So how was your week, Anthony?
Oh, goodbye, finals. Goodbye.
Goodbye, finals.
Goodbye, finals. I am so glad I got a few weeks of reprieve where I don't have to do any homework. My final Cisco project in this class was done. It was a little bit of a bear, I will admit, mostly because I think the model was malfunctioning on me because it required me to do a command, which I would do the command, but then every time I did the command, it would mark it as complete, and then like 2 seconds later would mark it as incomplete, and the command was gone. So I don't know what that was going on.
The command is gone.
So I kind of let it sit on the shelf for like a few days, then I went back to it, and I got it to work, and I'm like, all right, great. And I
kick it around.
Yep, that was it. I kicked it around, and it was working. So finals are done.
Nice.
In-laws coming to town. I have big holiday plans. So this, by the way, because we will be off, we'll be gone for a couple weeks, beginning after tonight. Mostly because, it's the holiday season and we like to take a break as well. And, things I know for Joe get busy and I'm either traveling or I have family in town. So I'm going to have the in-laws in town this year. So that should prove to be interesting. Yes,
don't
but
we have a fun thing coming up to say though?
Oh yeah!
If all things go well,
our 200th episode will be our New Year's Eve episode.
Yep.
So we're all like really excited about that. That should be something really fun. You know.
So yeah, and so we may have a guest in studio here in the Chicago studios.
Your mama is your mother? Your mama? Why mama? Yes. Who mama?
Your
mama,
mother?
Your mother? My mother? No, you can't have mother. My mother over there. My mother's over here. It would just be stupid to have my mother over there. I mean, we'd have to fly her. I mean, the damn robots cost a lot to fly as it is.
Right.
Exactly.
So, hello, wacky weather.
Yes. So how's it going in your wacky weather, Chicagoland?
It's been warm, and then now it's really cold. And then it's going to be nice and warm, and then normal, warmish, coldish, warmish, but nothing crazy. It's weird. It's I don't know what it's doing. But in other news, I've been doing other types of managerial things at work, namely going through people's resumes and looking to hire some lucky person.
That sounds like fun.
Well, it's different. It's kind of a different type of interaction with a person, because you're really focused on hiring the best candidate for what you're needing for your position.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So, and I'm cooking again also for the holidays. We got a holiday party coming up in my work.
Yay!
I'm making the famous carnitas.
Carnitas. All right.
Yes.
So we did carnitas.
Yes. And those.
Wait. And carnitas
have been quote unquote Mexican approved, meaning they passed a test of
super carnitas.
And the guacamole too was a big hit.
Oh, there you go, guacamole. So, and you know,
so that'll be the
else.
Holiday party at work. And carnitas. then I'm hosting Christmas with my buddy Lee.
Ooh.
And so that's going to be fun. We're going to have a ham. We're going to have mashed potatoes.
Ooh, I like ham. I like being a big-ass ham. Big-ass ham.
You know, I wanted to do a ham this year.
I really did, too. But I think my mother-in-law may be cooking ham. I think she might. I think. I don't know. I could be wrong. I have to discuss it with my husband, which is great, because if she does, my mother-in-law is a phenomenal cook, and I bet you she could cook the fuck out of some ham. So
now, is this person cooking in your area?
Oh, when my mother-in-law comes to town, I relinquish control of the kitchen.
Oh boy!
I actually, which is fine, because I don't have to. I usually don't cook the entire time when she's here. She just takes over the
cleaning?
Kitchen. Yes, absolutely. She cleans the kitchen. She cooks. She cleans the kitchen. I mean, she's not going to clean the house or anything, but you know, because they're only here for a few days, and we're going to be going to Universal. We're going to be up in Orlando for a few days, having the fun time at Universal. Ooh. So yeah, we'll see.
So we've
gone
well beyond our allotted time, folks.
Oh my god, we're like past the weed corner here, aren't we?
Almost. And I was skipping ahead. Do we have a voicemail?
No, we don't.
Oh
no,
okay,
we don't.
Oops. Well then, our chat room is open at shyampa.org, and our phone lines are ready for you too at 813-327-8566. And now it's Anthony's weed corner.
Hello for the Weed Corner. Our first Weed Corner story comes from High Times. A group supporting the constitutional amendment Mississippians for Compassionate Care delivered petitions with more than 105,000 signatures from voters to the office of the Secretary of State. Only 86,000 signatures of registered voters will have to be certified for the initiative to appear on the ballot. If passed, doctors in Mississippi would be permitted to recommend medical marijuana for patients with one or more serious medical conditions such as cancer, epilepsy, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, chronic pain, and carnitas. The initiative would allow registered patients to possess up to 2.5 ounces of medical marijuana or cannabis-infused products, not including the weight of other ingredients. No more than 2.5 ounces would be provided to a patient in a 14-day period, and polls show strong support for the measure.
I'm just thinking of 2.5 ounces of actual green, and that's a lot.
That is a lot. That,
for 14 days,
for 14 days, that's a lot. That's pretty much, but I at one time I had a few pounds in my freezer. I was getting laid off. I was getting laid off, so I stockpiled. I had like 3 pounds of weed in my freezer at one point. Wow. Oh, actually, believe it or not, the funny thing is it was actually very useful in terms of bartering. I sold it. Not a lot of it, but, you know, here and there. That's probably something I shouldn't say, but, you know.
Bleep, beep. Anyways, what's going on in North Dakota?
Oh, my God. Well, this comes from High Times as well, because Leafly's been kind of light on their news articles lately. Legalized North Dakota turned in the required paperwork for the legalization initiative to the Office of Secretary of State on Thursday for a petition that would legalize recreational marijuana in the state. The measure would also establish a 3-member marijuana control commission responsible for licensing cannabis businesses in the state. The initiative would grant local governments the power to regulate the location and operation of marijuana businesses in their jurisdictions. Marijuana. A 10% excise tax on cannabis products would be used to fund regulation of the industry and any leftover revenues being divided among 6 state budget funds. Home cultivation of cannabis, however, would not be legalized. That's it for your weed corner. On to you for Joe's Corner. Oh, well, look.
And now.
Actually, Joe's Corner is stuff for 3 minutes. What the hell?
Well, no, here's the thing. If you notice, word of the day starts at 15 after. So we have
like a couple minutes.
Time.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, all right. Well, there you go. See, I always because have I Joe's consider, Corner starting I consider, at.
I consider word of the day sort of like more of the automated, okay, let's get this show.
Yeah,
on
that,
the road.
That starts in 4 minutes and 40 seconds. But word of the day.
Not even,
word of the day. So word of the day starts 15. In another 2 minutes and 33 seconds.
So that,
we're actually
that
running ahead of schedule.
Needs to be, yeah, well, that needs to be adjusted.
Oh no, you're gonna fuck up all my things here now. All right, what are we changing? What are we changing Joe's Corner to? Well, we're here. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing some maintenance while we're here.
This is the maintenance.
Are you gonna
episode.
Pick a time? Quick time
for Joe's Corner.
Yes. No. We word of the day. Whatever. Or Joe's Corner. Just do Joe's. Yeah. What's a Joe's Corner?
See, I've got nothing in Joe's Corner this week. I'm serious. Right. I'm just like, let's just talk.
All right. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough.
You know,
fair
it's
enough.
The. It's kind of like our holiday show. This is sort of our holiday.
Oh, it
show.
Is, isn't it?
You
oh
know,
my
speaking
goodness.
Of holidays, I
oh
got an
goodness.
Email
Hold
from
on.
FedEx. My favorite.
Your favorite? Favorite
they have like all of their scheduled days, like the last day you can ship something out.
Yeah.
And still get it there before Christmas. And it's like, wow, they actually have people delivering on Christmas Day. That has got to cost a fortune.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
So I you know, speaking of shipping, and it's kind of gifty and Christmassy, but someone in Australia wanted a product that I sell at my place of business. And I was like, dude, it would just be more worthwhile for you to come here to the States to get the product.
Yeah, I know, right? Absolutely, yeah.
Tell you know, the shipping it. Cost is going to be like $150-some-odd for a 2-pound object.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah,
that like really is ridiculous.
Yeah. So like that. And I checked all the services and they were pretty much all the same. So
yeah. Well,
if you're shipping within the United States or, you know, something like this, it's fine. And if you're listening in another country, I don't know how it is for you, but I'm sure your local rates are pretty like reasonable.
Yeah,
more
true.
Or less.
True. Good point. Good point.
You know.
That's a good point.
You know, speaking of which, since we have a little time,
yeah, absolutely.
do you use the USPS, United States Postal Service, as often?
Yes,
or
actually,
do you
I
find
do.
Yourself really?
I prefer when we went up to Chicago, to send our shit back, we used UPS, or not UPS, USPS.
USPS.
Okay. USPS. We were very happy with it.
Now, when you said you shipped your stuff back, what do you mean? Your
we bought some things. And... You know, things okay. we bought. Stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Things you don't want showing up airport x-ray.
No, not necessarily that. It was more of a things you really don't... I mean, because we were pretty tightly packed. And you really don't have room when you buy things. I mean, it was like coffee. I bought coffee. And we bought some jars of jelly and shit like that. It's like... That takes up precious cargo space in a suitcase. So put it in a flat rate box and ship it home. It cost me like $20, less than $20, and I sent it home.
Put it in a flat rate box.
Flat rate box. Ship it home. Seriously, it was cheap. It was under $20. It was under. There you go. Put it in a flat rate box and ship it home. And now it's time for Joe's Corner, or Word of the Day, or something.
Okay.
Because Roger's National Day is in a minute.
For our Word of the Day, and you know what, folks? I need to write this down. Put it in a flat rate box. And what?
I don't know.
And ship it home?
And ship it home. And send it home.
All right, there we go. That's our show title.
All right,
I gotta make that bold and red and flashy and blinky and red and gorgeous. All right, so last week, if you don't remember... Our word was hugger mugger, whose definition was a 16th century word that roughly means someone or something that is chaotic and disorganized. And now, this week's word is gustatory. And gustatory means one, relating to the quality of the taste of something. Or two, relating to the sense of taste. And some examples. Here we go. Some examples. Our examples.
Oh, boy.
His gustatory abilities were so refined that he decided to become a human cock competition judge. Oh, my. She had a cold and couldn't appreciate the gustatory qualities of what her husband wanted to provide her. Oh, boy. Anyways, I think Roger has something to say.
I see. Okay.
Wow.
Wow, right.
It's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Tuesday, December 10th, 2019, and it is Dewey Decimal System Day, National Lager Day, Human Rights Day, ahem. Where is Robot Rights Day? Anyway, it is also Nobel Prize Day, and now I have a case of the Ringostats. Sad. Well, who cares? Because now Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky button that stimulates a rather whimsical spinning wheel. I think I am going to eat lots of cake. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Fart, fart, fart. Wow. Take it away, guys.
Oh, my goodness. All right, hold on. I'm, like, lost in the script. Thanks, Roger. Tonight, I'm enjoying the new 15-day-old leftovers. Oh, wait, no, this is probably the 27-day-old.
No, 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 I had the... No, no, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is more. Okay. Flavor from Paul and Stan's Ice Cream, available exclusively at your local neighborhood dollar miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you some miscellaneous stuff. So let's go ahead and give that wheel a pull. Go again. Oh boy. You're just bouncing in that chair.
I'm glad you did this story.
Good. I unfortunately forgot to edit this story, because when it's in red, that means I haven't edited it yet. I forgot about this one. I thought I did this one. So anyway, our random news story comes from DW.com, a place for smart artsy people, and Florida Man. A performance artist at the Art Basel show in Florida's Miami Beach shocked a crowd of onlookers when he ate one of the most appealing pieces at the art show on Saturday. He didn't require medical attention, though, as the artwork was an ordinary banana that had been duct taped to the wall. Comedian, a piece by Italian artist, whoever, Catalan, had already sold to a French collector for $120,000.
God.
I've been to Basel, and yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. The artist posted a video.
Datuna.
Wait. Carnitas. Oh, God save me. Anywho. The artist posted a video of the stunt on Instagram titled Hungry Artist, which showed him showing the banana in his mouth in front of a group of shocked and giggling art patrons. Two other bananas have been sold for $120,000 and $150,000 this week. Yeah. He said the representative of the buyer said that the work actually was not destroyed when the banana was eaten. The banana is the idea. The idea is the banana. The idea of the banana is this piece of this hundred and oh my God, for a fucking banana pasted on a white wall. So anyway, God, why the fuck can I think of shit like this?
I know, right?
About 15 minutes after the banana was eaten, another banana was taped to the wall. On Friday, there were two editions of Comedian that sold for $120,000 each. A third banana was sold to a museum for $150,000. Yeah. Catalan is well known for offering to loan a fully functioning 18-karat gold toilet called America to U.S. President Donald Trump. And that's it for your random news story. Back to you, Betty.
And by the way, folks, the studio's not on fire if you're hearing all the fire truck parade going on in the
background.
Yeah,
what's going on over there?
Who knows? Something's blown up. All right, let me push my mic over there.
There you go.
Betty here. Check these out and more that we recast on Shyamba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Be sure to visit Shyamba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and news. Back to you, Joe. Mm-hmm. Betty out.
Hi there, Ezel. Thank you for being in the chat room. And by the way, thank you, Betty. And now it is time for your Shyamba weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMBW. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently fair and 20 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point is at 5 degrees, which is giving us a windy chill of 6 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is at 52%, and the winds are howling out of the west at 16 miles per hour, gusting to 23 miles per hour. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tuesday night, mostly clear, with a low around 14. Wind chill values as low as 0.
Wow.
0, 0, 0. Wednesday, a slight chance of snapped between 9 a.m. and noon.
Noon!
Mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming runny with a high near 25. Wind hill values as low as ash 0. We could see all of a sudden gusts out of nowhere. T.A.M. Wednesday night, increasing clouds with a low around 20. Woohoo! Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 42. Breezy and gusty day and night. Nighttime lows in the mid-30s. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. Friday night could be a messy, wet evening with a temperature around 32. And that's your Chicago weather. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
The news.
Pip-pip-in Cheerios at your local country western ball that serves tea or something like that. Yeah, well, this British hotel is offering $129 for a single day of unusual work, taste-testing tea, cakes, and other snacks.
I'm there.
That. I'm sorry. I'm just there.
Me too.
Unfortunately, it's long past. You cannot enter this contest no more. But the Daffodil Hotel and Spa in Grasmere.
The Daffodil. Where you can get Perry Air. At the Daffodil Hotel. Motel. The Hotel Motel Daffodil. Daffodil. Please continue. Sorry.
Well, you will be treated to an afternoon of tea and snacks, including beetroot and goat cheese scones, wreath cookies, and peppermint pie. Ooh, that sounds good. The taste testers will receive $129 compensation, as well as a free night stay for themselves and a guest. That sounds nice. We are prepping to launch our luxurious festive afternoon tea and are looking for a team of tasters to help us make sure that it's the very best and offered in the UK.
There you go.
Applications for the dream job were already accepted on the hotel's website, and the winners were already probably announced a long time ago. So you can go check that out if you so wish. Moving on. You know, really? But then again, why am I not surprised in this day and age? So, you know, Anthony, you might just want to put down that cell phone and switch to the speaker. You're making a phone call. You know why?
Why?
Because a study led by a facial plastic surgeon, and it was published this past Thursday in the JAMA Otolaryngology Journal, found a spike in face injuries from cell phones. One case included a woman who broke her nose while she dropped her cell phone on her face.
Wow.
Dr. Boris...
Wait, how do you
Boris...
do that? What the fuck?
Dr. Boris Pascover of Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School, said he looked over 20 years of research data and found an increase in injuries beginning in 2006. When cell phones initially hit the market. Cell phone related injuries to the head and neck have increased steeply over the recent 20 year period, with many cases resulting from distraction, the report concluded. Although the disposition of most cases is simple, some injuries bear a risk of long term complications. Researchers estimated 76,000 people incurred cell phone-related injuries from 1998 to 2017. The study involved cases collected from emergency room visits from around 100 hospitals. Around 2,000 injuries occurred annually until 2006, when smartphones became popular. The injuries were mostly minor. Facial cuts, bruises, and fractures as a result of careless injury. Many were caused by people texting while walking, tripping, and landing face down on the sidewalk. Other injuries included people getting hit by cell phones thrown at them.
that's kind of funny.
40% of those injured were ages 13 to 29, the report said. I love my cell phone, Pascover said, adding that people needed to be careful not to get distracted. People wouldn't walk around reading a magazine. Well, some people do.
Maybe.
People do all kinds of stupid, crazy things. But let's move on.
Oh, Fiddles McGinty. This is a Christmas one, too.
Oh, oh my goodness. McGinty.
Oh, so many lights to stick my tongue in.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Fiddles McGinty.
It's another Guinness story, too.
Oh, wow.
Guinness World Records, I believe. December 9th, UPI, a town in Washington, is celebrating the holidays as well as a new world record after lighting 797 Christmas trees at the same time.
Wow.
The Mason County Chamber of Commerce illuminated the 797 Christmas trees and colored throughout so many fields of... In Sheldon, to celebrate the town's history as a timber hub and a Christmas time destination. The trees were enough to eclipse the current record of 559 trees, which was set by the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, wow.
A Michigan town attempted to take the record earlier in December, but with only 610 trees, its total was defeated by Sheldon. Wow. And, wow. Well, you know what? That's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack News team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Excuse me. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? Then call us at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, Broadway and movie musicals sing out. A by-law professor slaps back at U.S. impeachment hearing insult. And in other news, India's transgender right bills backfires. Nigerian birthday bust defendants plead innocent to affection crimes. A gay Hong Kong protest leader leads a pro-democracy near clean sweep elections victory. And Flow's Rugby Australia settlement rivals a religious freedom slowdown, and U.S. Republicans' fairness bill compromises justice. All that and more. I don't know how much more you can stick in that episode this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, now on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show. Hang tight, folks. There's something wrong with our gastostrody. And we'll be back in about 4 minutes after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashbacks.
Heard any good microwave popcorns lately? Now this one says, it's normal for 1 to 3 tablespoons of kernels to remain unpopped. And this one is only recommended for certain wattage microwaves. Now this one is Pop Secret from Betty Crocker. Pop Secret works in all microwaves and it pops up beautifully, light and fluffy. The next time you want to curl up with a good microwave popcorn, make it Pop Secret. The secret to better microwave popcorn.
No G. Readmore here. If they send a mouse to outer space where Hawaii is getting snow, if a Martian lands on Thompson Street, you'll be the first to know. If you read the daily papers and your favorite magazine, you'll be out in front and in the know on all the latest scenes. You can tell your friends. You heard it first. And you'll hold the latest news. So read the paper and some magazines. Because reading is what's news.
Hey, you're listening to Cheyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that sponges can hold more cold water than they can hot? Did you know that fire usually moves faster uphill than downhill? And did you know that camel's milk does not curdle? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Hello, Piccolo Portencia would like you to know that it is very important that when you reboot your computer, that you not load so many apps that you forget where you were, because sometimes your brain is just full of pickle juice.
La-dee-da. So get a load of that Piccolo Portencia bitch. Boy, if I was a human, well, she's got some nerve. But whatever, I am here to tell you to listen to my show, Weekday Rush Hour, with me, your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. Grab your bongs, bitches, cause it's going to be one hell of a ride. But whoop, I feel sick. Erica, oopsie, I forgot to tell you Weekday Rush Hour is at every weekday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Cough, cough. I also heard the neighbors coughing up a storm and Joe is sneezing everywhere he goes. But wait, by the way, that error code was for real. I looked up how to reveal the word sake in binary. Sheez. Give me some credit. I haven't been promoted to Kmart Loss Prevention Department for nothing, you know. Luckily I have some added extra sick time left. So go suck it.
Well, thanks, Betty. I think we'll now return you back to some programming that may or may not already be in progress.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Why don't you get in cue one of those robotic devices?
I am a robot. Yes, I am. Bloop bleep. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for. Wow, Anthony's crazy wow. Florida news. But first wow. Go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and or beverages, my lovable biatches, so we can get started with Cheers. Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Oh, thank you very much, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right. Put this down. All right, before we get into my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather from Tampa Bay, from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is partly cloudy and 74 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is at a sticky 88%. The dew point is 70 degrees. Visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 in the morning. Patchy fog after 1 in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a low around 69. On Wednesday will be a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 4 in the afternoon. Areas of fog before 10 in the morning, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 78. Wednesday night, 10% chance of showers before 7 in the evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Thursday, 20% chance of showers after 1 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 79. And Thursday night will be mostly cloudy with a pleasant low around 65. And I'm getting hateful looks from Chip Skimmer in the Chicago newsroom. So I'm going to wrap up this weather report and say it's time. Thank you for your Shyampa. Now it's time for your crazy Florida news. Fuck it, I'm all crazy. I'm just all over the place. All right, now I got to open up this news. I hope I thought I edited these. Okay, I think I edited these. I hope I did. They're all black ink. So they're all good. They're all good. We're all good. Okay. I don't know how good they are because they were done outside while I was enjoying
There's sunny time edits.
Sunny time edits. You know, people watching and, you know, taking breaks. The Palm Beach Post brings us our first Florida news story of the night about Goodwill babies and guns. Veronica said she was heading to a baby shower Sunday when she stopped at the Goodwill store in Valparaiso. I did not know there was a Valparaiso, Florida. She said the item, which cost $9.99, was unopened and appeared to be new. After purchasing the gift, they went to the shower in Crestview. Veronica said when the father-to-be opened the box, he was very excited. He shouted, "You guys got me a gun!" Veronica said one of the guests was laughing, or said some of the guests were laughing, so she and her husband were shocked. The gun, a Mossberg 715T semi-automatic rifle, had live ammo in it. After realizing what had happened, the Crestview Police Department was called. An officer came to the shower, checked their IDs to make sure they had correct permits to be possession of a gun. He then said they could keep it while the incident was under investigation. But on Monday, the department requested that they turn over the gun, according to some Major Andrew, the public information officer for the Crestview Police Department. The incident is still under investigation, and officials at the store in Valparaiso said they cannot comment on the matter.
You know, if Dick White could only apply his excellent expertise.
You know what? Honestly, I think Dick White was doing a lot of this editing while enjoying sunny weather and possibly watching the breezes swing by. All right, let's move on to the next one. Our next crazy Florida news story comes from the Tampa Bay Times about Florida Man, of course. Sylvester was driving a 2020 Nissan Rogue. Really, a 2020? Huh, interesting. I didn't. You know, it's like you don't think about 2020 year model cars. As a 2018 GMC Sierra driven by Victor, 48 of Seminole, was headed east, approaching on 131st Street with a green signal. Trooper said Sylvester didn't see a flashing left turn arrow. Did I tell you that stupid thing that they do down here? This is ridiculous. So, you know how, like, your left-hand turn lane, you know, you get a green arrow, and either you got a red arrow or you just got a green light, and you yield, and you make your left-hand turn sometime on the green light? Well, in Florida, they decide they're going to do, like, a flashing yellow arrow for the left-hand turn. So people think that people on the other side of the street are stopped when they're trying to make this left-hand turn. And people are going, because people, for some reason, can't comprehend the difference between a solid yellow arrow and a flashing yellow arrow. If they had a hard time distinguishing between a green arrow and a green light, I think we confuse things even more. Either which way, the vehicles collided. Boom! And it sent the boat flying out into the roadway, where it came to rest upside down. Sylvester suffered minor injuries. Victor and his two passengers were not injured. Troopers said Sylvester told them they had two or three glasses of wine before driving.
Oh,
he refused to provide a blood or breath sample, but Trooper said his breath smelled strongly of alcohol. His eyes were glassy and watery. His balance was poor, and he did poorly on field sobriety tests. Sylvester was booked in the Pinellas County Jail on charges of DUI and DUI with property damage, later being released after posting $6,000 bail. He was also cited for failing to yield and not having a seatbelt. Sylvester, 66 of Seminole, was arrested on DUI charges after the crash. That must have been a swinging line somewhere. Anyway, troopers noted in the arrest reports and news release that Sylvester has faced three previous DUI charges, two in March of 2015 in Pasco County, another in 1990 in Pinellas County. And off to do another one. Out on $6,000 bail. How about that? Florida's catch and release program. All right.
Well, I think Sylvester needs clay people treatment.
He needs something. All right, here's our last one. It's not too much of a sexy one. It's a previous news story, but I had to bring it up. I should have brought it up after Thanksgiving, but it just kind of fell in my lap. Sometimes charity starts at home, or a strip club, if you're in Florida. Here's a warming little story for the holidays about some strippers, a bunch of frozen turkeys, and Thanksgiving. On Monday, the 25th of November, Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs handed out 3,000 turkeys from the parking lots at their locations.
That is a lot of turkeys.
3,000 turkeys is a lot of freaking turkeys at three of their locations. One in Hollandale Beach, Pompano Beach, and West Palm Beach. 1,000 turkeys were given out at each location with one per family limit. First come, first serve. So, yeah, that's a lot of fucking turkeys. Cheetah is partnering with the Rodriguez Charities for the giveaway. Yeah, that's it. That's your nakedness. Boobies and frozen turkeys. So that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime. That's a wrap. Bye bye.
8567
Carnitas.
Yeah. Wow, that was a failure of epic proportions.
What the hell was that all about?
Because I was still active on the window of the program. Ooh. I was hitting other buttons, which corresponded to hotkeys.
Ooh. Yeah. Buttons, buttons, buttons.
Sorry, Betty. But you get the point, folks. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 for all the fun and lovely stuff that we can provide for you. Ooh. Which is a slot in our schedule over at Shyampa Radio. Shyampa.org.
We are not freezer safe up to 450 degrees anymore.
No, we're not. Because that's where I'm going to go back to the point in the script where I copied that down. Because I did not forget it.
Oh, by the way, yeah, I think Ezel had something about West Dundee or East Dundee. East Dundee approved and passed dispensaries all over East Dundee. Kudos to East Dundee. Yes, good. Awesome.
That is awesome.
So, you know, see, there you go. So you got it. We got to go see Ezel at some point when these dispensaries get built. And...
Well, I passed by today, the dispensary. Not today. Was it today? No, it was yesterday. The dispensary is right across the street from Banana Video.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How convenient.
It's great. And they're going to be selling recreational. So now that's easy to get to.
Oh, yeah. And you got Banana Video across the street. Oh, boy.
I've been to that place a couple of times, and it's never been that busy.
I've been to it a few times myself, and it's never been that busy. But I still always had a good time.
You know, it's just like, do people even think about these kinds of things anymore? And
I don't know.
What is the gay life like these days?
I think it's changed. I think there's been a change. Gays have become more mainstream. So now we're
watching sports.
I know, right? Well, we always watch sports. Yeah, just for different reasons.
That's true.
Yeah, so.
And some like sports.
That's true.
But, before it was going to the bars and going out.
I suppose it still is. It is, and I can't do that shit anyway. I can't do that. I'm not 20 anymore. Fuck that.
And, you know, they do have cocktail bars and places where things are not as, like, amped up and hyper. But still, it's the, you got to put a lot of effort and energy to, you know, be prepared to deal with bad people.
Bad people.
Right?
There you go. Well, no, I mean, I agree. I mean, yeah, no.
And clearly uninterested people, but it's like, well, then what the fuck am I doing wasting my time here?
Yeah, right? I can't even think about what the whole dating scene is like anymore. But I know it's not. It can't be.
You know, I've kind of just resigned myself to the fact that I'll find someone the usual old way I always have, and that's by random chance.
Well, that, you know, sometimes that's the best way it can happen.
Yep.
Maybe you'll meet one of the clay people. Maybe one of the
or
clay
maybe
people
I'll eat one of them
heart.
Eating a banana off of a, you know, an actual shelf in the grocery store without paying for it.
You might meet a few people that way.
Oh, this is true.
They won't be very nice to you, though. But you never know. One of them could result in a date. Who knows?
Well, unless they give them a free banana. But anyways, speaking of banana, it's supposed to be one of those foods that's really good for you. I wish I could hear the special effects, too. That's sad.
It happens. let's see. Yeah, banana's good. Oh, we got some banana flavored quick. Nesquik recently.
Really?
And we got chocolate and we got strawberry. And you know, if you mix the banana and the chocolate quick together, it is delicious.
Now, is it made with real banana or is it just artificial fake banana?
I think it's artificial banana.
Okay, so I might be able to eat it with
that. Yeah, I don't think I would have to look at the package, but I believe it's all artificially flavored banana. Yeah. Because
if it's artificially flavored banana, I can eat it.
Yeah. See, you mix that with chocolate. But they also have the straw. If you mix the strawberry and the chocolate together, that's also very good.
Chocolate seems to bind together with lots of things.
It does.
Really well.
It does, yes, right. Doesn't and even it? The strawberry banana is really good.
But I know people that don't like chocolate, and that's fine because they appreciate so many other delicious kinds of desserts. And
yes, we cannot chastise those that do not like chocolate. We are an all-inclusive group.
Because the holidays are full of sweets. They are full of different kinds of deliciousness. And you know, lately I've been kind of not focusing as much on the amount of desserts that I usually like. Which is a good thing, because I'm sure my cholesterol and blood pressure and all that nonsense is... been so out of whack for so long, it's like, ooh, he's taking a breather.
It, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Carnita juice.
Ooh. That will get your blood pressure going.
Carnita juice.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. It's pork fat.
Ooh, turning that into a gravy for mashed potatoes. Mmm. Oh, I gotta say, over the Thanksgiving holiday, I ate so many fucking mashed potatoes.
See, I didn't. I didn't eat a lot over Thanksgiving, surprisingly.
I ate a lot, I have to say, and I feel I'm okay with that.
The bulk of my eating is gonna be over the Christmas holiday.
Really?
Yeah. I'll have my Portuguese in-laws. My mother-in-law will be cooking, or will be eating out, but. Food is food that you must eat.
Now, is your mother also invited to these events?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Including the Universal event?
Yes. We'll be all right. We'll see how it goes. Well, you know, hey. Got it. You know, let's do the family mix thing and see how it goes. You know, they all get along well. My mom gets along well with his family, so that's it's a good. At least she gets along well with his mom and his dad. So, I mean, and they're not going to do a lot of the things at Universal anyway, so they can hang out while we do rides and stuff like that. So,
do the rides.
Do the rides. So, where are we at on time? Let's see. Oh, we got
I don't
two
know.
Minutes.
I heard
we
a bomb.
You got 2 minutes to the ugly lights. So, where are we at? We're moving. Second week of January. We're moving.
Second week of January.
I'm gonna shift some things around on you bitches again.
Did we forget to tell us and everybody about the Roger-shaped ding-a-dong hole in the refrigerator again?
I think we told everyone about that last week.
Yeah, we forgot to do that part.
Well, I think our listeners already know that there's a hole in the refrigerator from Roger, so I don't know. Maybe I mean, do you okay? Well, let me back up the script here. Hold on.
No, that's okay.
Wow,
not a big deal.
There's
wow.
a Roger-shaped ding-a-dong hole in the refrigerator. Okay, don't we have a few things to talk about tonight, Joe?
You know what? I am so out of things to talk about. However, one thing that I have been doing is lots of Minecrafting, and I finally built a portal to the Nether.
The Nether regions.
Yeah.
Build a portal to the Nether regions, the ultimate nerd game. Love it.
Oh, love it. Boy. Yes. No. No. It's a portal to, like, this other incarnation in Minecraft. I'm in Minecraft.
With that's carnitas! It's a portal to carnitas.
Yeah, you know, I was pretty happy when a lot of folk enjoyed my carnitas and the guacamole too.
Well, that's even better.
Yep. I think it's just using the little hand pressed juicer device that I use and using lots of it. And lots
of it.
For the
guacamole
being
or the
the guacamole.
Okay. Not the carnitas. You didn't put the carnitas in the press.
No.
Okay, good.
That would be weird.
It would be. Kind of messy, too, I think.
It would just smash them to death and do nothing. But the pork juice itself, oh gosh, that is very delicious. Mm. Ooh, look at those ugly lights. They came on quick. Bam.
They did.
They just, like, brightened up everything.
They do that sometimes. Usually it's when I'm half in a bag of chips or something, too.
You should set a timer to cause all the lights, and I'll do the same, to just go super bright. Like,
oh,
all
no.
Of a sudden.
That could be dangerous. Very, very dangerous. All right, folks. Looks like the ugly lights have come on, and there's a frozen turkey stuck on the ceiling. How the fuck that get up there? Oh boy, we're going to have to talk to the robots about that one. Thanks for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Oh hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show here on Cheyampa Radio. Be sure you tune in on the weekend for the World Labor Hour. Saturdays at noon Eastern, Weekend with Joe. Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we've got Headphone Meditation, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. And we've got so much more. Visit chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule.
And carnitas! You can make your... Fuck. I am smoking... I am doing Grape Diamonds number 2. R2. There's an R2. I guess it stands for but Grape Diamonds. It's very lovely. It's purple. It's purplish. It's purple weed. It's great. You can make your commute more commutable with Purple Weed or Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Or Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday morning. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 Eastern. We'll be moving to Tuesday night or Monday night or some night. Classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays. Hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Cheyampa.org for our complete schedulification.
You know, folks, since you're here, just keep yourself embellished in weed. And then extra added Technic audio programming procedures. How do you do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Light up a bong and smoke it. And then just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Cheyampa Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background or just put it somewhere where you never like touch it and it never shuts off. You can find us on the TuneIn app as well as anything that plays Chefcast streams. You can also listen on the web. Just go to chiampa.org.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's it. That's where we're at. Anyway.
At least we have banter time.
We do have, yeah, we got about 10-15 seconds of banter time. My shirt's all
banter,
wet.
Banter.
I don't know how my shirt got wet. I'm a little confused how my shirt got wet. I'm sitting, there's no water in the studio. I don't know how my shirt got
turkey.
Wet.
Damn turkey.
Apparently the turkey's dripping on me.
Is that turkey juice?
Oh, God. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back on New Year's Eve. Check out our blog at cheyampa.org. Remember, folks, if you're going to injure your face with 10 million light bulbs all stuffed in your frozen turkey's cleavage, don't forget to park your boat at a British hotel. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a new episode of This Way Out with a W for waiter.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Yeah, chicken.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.